Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Your father was so kind cheap. Of a Dr. Fauci. Let's be honest.
I love my pops. Oh, by the way, he's all over Bolivian television.
Is he really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because he's doing the same kind of thing down there,
yes.
Right?
Isn't he doing The Bachelor down there?
That's so not right. That is funny. So funny.
How much is the legend handball? Tiddly wing darts. You want to come on? What's darts? Dart player, dart. It can be anything. It's darts. It's curling. You want
what
curling.
About trouble with the Pop-O-Matic bulb?
Trouble with the Michael Mara wants to come on and play trouble and wants his wife to beat his ass up. Oscar wants to go to rent a pool.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We start today's program with a TV recommendation for you. I'll Be Gone in the Dark on HBO that I have had on my list to talk about for so long, but we finally watched the episode that we DVR'd last night. I think it's four or five. It's only a five episode.
I think it was the fifth episode.
It was the fifth episode on Sunday night. And wow. Not only a great book, but They've just done a magnificent job with her life story. And, when you know somebody, and I call Patton Oswalt, and I think we all do, a friend, because he's been so generous to this show. He's such a big star to come in and join us, and such a great stand-up comedian, and has had such a great career. And, he was so happy when Michelle and Patton had little Alice, and he's a great dad, and it was just last night was hard to watch because you really got to see what happened with her, and she had her demons living in that in that world of darkness that surrounds the Golden State Killer. But at the same time, the opiate crisis rears its ugly head too, with the fact that she was self-medicating to try to sleep, and kind of kept it from a lot of people, including Patton, who were close to her. And to live what they went through, as Patton said, I think very publicly a couple of times, his second worst day was when he lost his wife, Michelle. His worst day was when he had to tell their daughter. And Patton has been very open about the grieving process and what he went through. But the great thing about this documentary is, if you haven't checked it out, I really urge you to look at it on HBO, because it really takes the whole story of how this amateur writer, not a professional law enforcement officer, Michelle McNamara, who's brilliant, dedicated her life to researching the East Area Rapist in Sacramento and the Golden State Killer, one and the same, the same people. This guy, by the way, it's not a spoiler alert that this guy's been caught. Right. I think it's Joseph D'Angelo. I think that's the guy's name. And it's just the story of how this all went down, and absolutely phenomenal how
riveting
how this all took place. And but I was it makes you think about someone who would be that into this, and you can examine the psychological reasons that somebody pursues this line of work. I'm not going to get into the details of that because I'm not an expert, but I will tell you, I did say to my wife, it would seem to me that if you were living, breathing that, that was your life's work, you were doing that all the time, that would get to your head after a while, that psychologically that would be tough to do. And I don't know, nobody really knows what, what Michelle was thinking when she was going through this, but she obviously used some medications to sleep at night and to keep her going in the day. So there were some drugs involved, and of course, unfortunately, she tragically passed a few years back. But the best news of all is that this show details how, because of, not in any small way because of her efforts, they got this.
Yeah,
they bastard. Got
Joseph this James psycho. D'Angelo is the name, Mike. And I, what I found really fascinating,
course, like all those guys,
he's he's an old
small
guy.
Penis.
He's and he's 72, right? But he's doing what they all do, what Weinstein does, what all these creeps do, where he's, you know, he's so frail and pathetic when you see him in court.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I get so tired of that crap. You know what I mean? And I hope that he talks. He, you know, he pleaded guilty, by the way, to 13 counts of murder. So I hope hello? Anyway, I thought I heard something there for a second.
I got you. I'm just going to mute you on Zoom. You're good.
Okay. I hope that he talks, because I think with knowledge of that, that's the least that the prick could do for people.
Yeah, some closure, right? Some closure.
Yeah.
One of the things about the show, and it's sort of an under the radar type theme, is that it wasn't so much that she was living the life of writing the book. She was also living the life of solving the crime. And that is such a double whammy on her.
Right.
And I think that is a great parallel to the way this documentary is put together. This is a really tough story to tell, because it's a love story between her and Patton. It's the story of her coming up and becoming interested in this line of work. It's the story. It's a documentary of history that was going on in the mid-70s, and they're able to interweave it all, and it never stops. It never slows. For the storytelling is amazing, and you really come away understanding not just the horror and the grief of losing her, but the horror of living through what the people in California were going through at the time. It's crazy.
Yeah, if you've never read about the Golden State Killer or the East Area Rapist, this was not just a guy that broke in and attacked people. This was a serious psychopath that, you know, these people experienced severe psychological torture as well with some of the stuff he would do. He would call after the fact. He would threaten. This was a very, very, you know, beyond just the murders and the rapes. He would do more. It wasn't satisfying to him. I just was so gratified to watch the story again.
Yes.
Right about the time the book came out when they caught the guy, which was amazing.
This is what's crazy, is that I imagine a lot of people at home, they have a little more time, you know, they don't have their commutes, they're not going to work at times, it depends on what. So you get into Audible, you start listening to books, I'm listening to a few books now. Yeah. This is a book that I don't want to listen to, I want to read. Like, I actually want to sit down and read.
Book. It's a great book, it really is. It's, you know, they're, right now, I think you're absolutely right. I've read more books in the last 6 months than I have in a very long time. You know, I brought in a book list that of stuff that I've been reading. Devil in the White City, The Orphan's Tale, Camino Wins, The Great Alone, The Tattooist of Auschwitz,
Whoa.
Where the Crawdads Sing, Stay Hidden, our friend Paul Dwyer up here in Maine, that I read. Dead Wake, Eric Larson, Lou Satanian.
It's like a summer reading list.
It's
Mike, if you finish 12 books, you get a free personal pan pizza. Yeah.
How big is your bookworm?
I'm reading American Dirt right now, which is an amazing book about the cartels and the people that deal with that down in Mexico.
May I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
So I've actually had I've been torn by this for years, and I think I might have asked this
whether
in passing,
or not to read.
No, when
to
someone
learn to read.
When someone tells you, no, I have books for that. Thank you.
Hi.
That teach
well, why
me
would
how
you
to
buy
read.
A book wouldn't teach you how to learn
it's a
how
book
to read.
On how to read better as an adult better
okay. and talk better
thank you
what are you talking about?
What is the Zoolander how are people going to get into your little library the center for people that can't read so good center
so good.
Right
yeah
center for people who can't read good
something like that I should know better so people tell me they read that book. And I can't let go if they read it or they listened to it. Because if you listened to it, I guess I could give you the pass that you read the book, but you really didn't read it.
Well, here's the thing on a book like that. If you read a book and it's like, say, a celebrity autobiography and the celebrity's reading it, I give you a total pass. As a matter of fact, I think sometimes it's better. Martin Short read his book and I listened to it 3 times. It was so great. But when you read a book that's based on documentary footage and historical import like this one, if you have someone reading it to you, even slight inflections of the way they read it is going to color what you hear.
I think that's flawed because they have these big publishing houses now have celebrities reading books.
Yeah, but I'm saying that the way they read the book can influence the way you interpret
it. Like, how about this? the Cold War. Gorbachev was a great guy. Reagan was a curmudgeon. Like, right? Something like that?
In very broad strokes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you deal with that.
I don't understand what Rob is saying with his old English.
Let me do this, because you two aren't going to be able to, because Rob puts so many extra words in when he talks, it's not even funny, as far as to get the
words.
The point is this, when you are getting an audiobook is a, and only the only true time you will get what you, let me see if I articulate this the right way. All right. If you listen to an audiobook that was read by the author, you're going to get the true interpretation.
Oh, okay. An honest,
especially if it's an autobiography, like Martin Short, which Rob mentioned. But other than that, you really should read it to interpret it the way you want to interpret it.
Got it.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
If someone's telling their own story, well, you listen to the audiobook, you're getting the story the way they're telling it. If you are listening to a book that is a work of fiction or a biography of someone else, you probably would get more out of it by actually reading it.
You can't listen to a textbook.
It's hard to listen to a textbook. You can do, you can listen to anything that's put on a printed page, but I think it's better to do it that way.
And if you're going to. It is something you want to retain your reading comprehension, I imagine.
My reading comprehension, that's one thing that I concern myself with, that my reading comprehension is. It's matched with the quality of the writing. For example, a John Grisham novel like Camino Winds that I read in about an hour. It's already leaving. Do you understand?
Got it.
It's already leaving. The Tattooist of Auschwitz, which is an award-winning work of, it's a historical novel where she interviewed the principals and then she wrote a novel around it.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be with me for, I think the deeper the writing, the more it sticks with you.
Yeah, right. Well, Grisham, it's cotton candy. I mean, it's just filler.
There's a lot of fluff that I couldn't tell you, I couldn't tell you a James Patterson novel that I read 2 years ago to save my ass.
Okay.
I couldn't, because they all kind of run together.
But
there's certain books that I retain. But even with that, do you find, I think that's why people go back and reread a book.
I feel our book, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Still available.
Delightful work of nonfiction.
Having you read it was great.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, it goes back to what we said before. We were reading what we said.
Got it. But some you're at some party and some a-hole's like, man, I've read 15 books this month. And you just realize that he's a long distance runner and he's just been listening to books. Did he really read them?
Yeah, it's kind of cheating, isn't it?
It is cheating a little bit.
Mm. Yeah. But there's nothing like reading, I think, as far as the, actually not listening to the audio. But I'm all for anything that gets creativity into people's brains.
Do you remember the Penthouse letters?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This is the true test.
That's funny. I haven't remembered all my James Patterson novels, but I can tell you there's one scene where a guy's in a drugstore at the magazine rack.
Yeah.
So let me say this. If you had your choice now with new technology, would you rather have read them or have them read to you?
Oh. See, you're such a great little pervert, Oscar. I'm trying to think.
Well,
right
I can that, clearly
I probably
answer that.
Just like you want to hear them from someone.
Oh,
especially if it was just like, oh, yeah, I'm Vicky.
Well, no, but if it's
there and I've been looking at him. He came to my similar grocery store. Came to the same grocery store every day. I finally couldn't stand it anymore. I reached out. Anyway,
is my memory misserving me in the fact that I remember most of the Penthouse letters being written by guys that had stuff happen to them?
And that's probably accurate.
That I don't want read to me.
Yeah,
name and address withheld.
Well,
come on.
You're being a little homophobic there, you know?
Yeah.
There are probably some people.
I'm sure it's fine.
No, that's a little homophobic. That really is.
And
that's
then
back to the 80s.
You know? Came up to me. And
okay,
then,
don't do that. Don't do that, please.
No,
stop
no.
it.
No. I don't think it's homophobic.
We're right now so wide that you're going to bring substances.
Yeah, don't ruin this for us, please.
All right,
all right,
all right.
If it was tastefully done,
yeah,
I guess it's a quality.
That's right.
But I
because
think Rob's
Penthouse
right.
needs to be tastefully done.
Most of those letters were written from the guy's perspective.
right.
That's the way I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I could be wrong.
Unless they were read by Martin Short. Then I'm listening.
Right. So anyway, check out I'll Be Gone in the Dark.
Yes,
it
please.
Is great. And she wrote the ending to it, which was talking about him finally getting caught. And they did catch the guy. By the way, when I'm done watching that documentary and celebrities, I think Tom Hanks had it done to him. There's this website that puts celebrities in this weird hoax news story about pedophilia, and they did it to Patton too, and they've done it to a bunch of different, and it's so mean and disgraceful, and it's all politically motivated. And we got this this listener, what's his name, Gregory, who posts this thing last night about Patton from a hoax website, and it pissed me off so totally. Gregory Barnum is the guy's name, if anybody knows him out there. He sells CBD products very liberally, and he gets it. He says to us, he puts this nasty, horrible, fake photo of
hand-handed,
Patton up,
horrible.
And then he writes to the three of us on a personal message. Dang, did you see Patton Oswalt as a pedophile? Not sure if you guys knew, but you might want to keep your distance. What a monster to do this.
Come on, dude.
This is a guy who's online, this guy Gregory Barnum, who's selling products, who's got a business online, and you're doing this to three radio personalities? What the hell is wrong with you?
Come on.
Are you that angry and bankrupt that you got to come in and insult my friend? I don't care. You can say the crap about us. I might give you a little punchback. You say it about a friend of ours who's been generous to the show, walk through hell and back, with his wife passing away, and you're going to trash him because you don't like his politics?
Mm.
So this guy goes on to write, saw this and thought of you guys. Hope the show is well. Let me know if Oscar ever apologized to the conservative listeners, and maybe I'll listen again one day. Hey, Gregory, so Rob writes to him, I hope you can't truly be so dim as to be hoodwinked by this hoax. Please be careful, as you may be a danger to yourself. So Rob gives him a flip to the answer.
Good, Rob.
Then I responded to him, too. I said, F*** you, Gregory.
Yes.
I'm not as nice as Rob.
It's the same coin.
He's probably, Oscar, you're right. He's probably oiling himself up right now that he hears me talking about him. But that's just, that's a friend of ours.
Yeah. There's a lot.
Because he's a celebrity, of course, he's open game, as we are.
Right.
That's what people do. But when you do that to a friend of ours, we can jump right in.
Good luck, by the way,
with your Phineas CBDs. I hope your gummies are selling well, you nozzle.
And just to clarify.
Nozzle!
I love conservatives. A lot of my friends are. I love.
I have a lot of friends who are conservatives.
I love liberals.
Don't love them like
I love,
you do.
I love apolitical. I'm good. It's Ellis Island for politics. What it's not for me personally, can't talk for the guys, is... where you're frankly, you're against this movement to keep this country safe, which is a public health emergency. I'm not here for you. So I just want to clarify that for the listeners. And for me, Mike, as I will say, as far as these people online that are detractors, I can't put myself in their shoes because while it's funny to talk about our misgivings, our misadventures, and our how life has handed us a certain hand. That's what we do. We entertain for a living. Deep down inside, I feel myself to be one of the luckiest people in the world to be able to do what I do for a living, to work with the colleagues I have.
It's fun.
And to
it's
have
a good
the family I have. So
we've done it for a long time. It's a good job.
I don't know how I don't have that chip in me to reach down into that darkness and then just write strangers and say, hey, your friend's a pedophile.
What kind of angst and anger and bitterness
and stupidity
would cause you to reach out to three public figures? Do you want us to talk about the first of all, anybody that looks at this knows it's a hoax. They see that. What kind of anger and bitterness makes you send a personal message to three of the principals?
It makes
and
you wonder.
And then at the end, diss us. That's normal. I've gotten that before.
Sure.
I would say look for
Let
more.
Me know if Oscar ever apologizes.
Let it go, sir.
Don't bother. It ain't going to get on there.
Oh, he's watching right now?
He's watching right now. So he did.
We got you. Look at you. You're killing without us.
Guess
what? Try for a
week. Block.
I love you.
I will not be able to hear what you're writing, you douche. Anyway.
Happened live on our air.
Yes.
Block somebody live. That was great.
I think that might be the first time we had a live on air blocking. That was excellent.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's on par with like the triple bypass they put on Discovery Channel the first airing.
Right. Now, so you decide not to respond until we're on the show. That's, you're getting a, you will not there.
Oh, you're watching me. Gotcha.
Oh, I'll never, you'll, it'll never get on.
That's so satisfying, Mike. So satisfying. It'll never get on,
dude.
Like deep down inside,
it'll never get on.
All these people that hate us can't quit us.
Yeah.
That's right.
He's listening to the show. Good. Then you hear the way I feel about you. Woo. That's nastiness. That's mean. Yeah. That's beyond mean. And that's also a little over the top. So, well, if you want it, obviously I gave him what he wanted. I feel bad about
Leave Patton
that,
alone.
No, he didn't want the block. It. I don't think he wanted that.
Yeah, he got it. Congratulations to you. So I'll Be Gone in the Dark, a wonderful, wonderful documentary. And I guess there's this whole... a group of true crime people that are out there and with the internet, with DNA, and you can go and revisit these cases. The difference with Michelle, the way I understood it, was Michelle was very well respected within law enforcement circles about because of the way she handled things, because of the way she went about it. That's why she was able to get all this information about the Golden State Killer.
Yeah, and it was a long process.
Unsatisfying to do a dive on him last night because I wanted to see what's the latest. I think June that he may have pleaded
June 29th.
Guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And very little other than that. You're never going to be satisfied with this, but there was closure for the victims. A lot of these victims were thrilled beyond belief. So strange. When it comes to dealt with these crimes.
The five-hour investment, the last moment in episode 5, when Patton gets the update of what's going on, and a man who's been through so much, there's just that glimmer of a smile, and his eyes sparkle, and he says, I wish you were saying this to Michelle, but it's such a sweet, sweet, wonderful moment because of the trip that it takes you to get there.
Obviously catching him leaving a hotel.
Yeah. Oh, you
After,
love it.
I think
it's
they
so
did,
good.
The way I got it is they did a panel on the book and then came out into this. So I'm looking forward to watching the final episode that comes up next Sunday on HBO. Way to go, HBO. So
Always.
Much great content out
Always.
There. And Patton, you know, since then has done his very best to honor his wife and move on with his life for his daughter, which is I admire the hell out of the guy. So when you pick on a friend of mine, I don't care for that.
Step off.
Makes me a little angry with that. Otherwise, good stuff and a very positive show today because I have a major announcement concerning a living creature that lives under our roof. I might as well give you full disclosure. I give you plenty of the bad.
Right.
I might as well give you a little of the good. And I think you're going to enjoy yourself when you hear that, especially those people that are edible lovers in our audience. How about that? We could start the show right now. And Gregory, lick it. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
So what do you think?
About what?
The money. How much money you think they want to pay me?
Who?
The potato chips. I'm not doing it unless the money is right.
You think they're going to hire you? You come an hour late, you can't remember the address, you can't remember the lines.
I remembered the lines. The name of the potato chips I couldn't remember. What was it again?
Frumpies.
Say it again.
Frumpies.
Still can't remember it. Because it's not funny. I'm in this business 57 years, you learn a few things.
Learn.
You know what makes an audience laugh.
Right.
You know which words are funny and which words are not funny?
You told me 100 times, Uncle Willie. Listen, I have
which
to get to the office.
Which words are funny?
Words with a K in it are funny. I have to get to the office.
Words with a K in it are funny. You didn't know that, did you? I'll tell you which words always get a laugh.
Alka-Seltzer?
Alka-Seltzer is funny.
Chicken?
Chicken is funny.
Pickle.
Pickle is funny. All with a K. L's are not funny. M's are not funny.
Just K's, I know.
Cupcake is funny. Tomatoes is not funny. Lettuce is not funny.
You've explained that to me since I was 5. Look, I've got to get back to the office.
Cucumber's funny.
It's getting cold out. I'm going to give you money. I want you to take a cab.
Cab is funny.
Are you listening to me?
Cockroach is funny. Not if you get them, only if you say them.
Will you listen to me?
Hey, little respect.
How about some respect for me? I'm a human being, too.
We'll see. You're young. You got time yet. You know what's wrong with you, Lewis? You've been sitting on a New Jersey porch for too long. You're out of touch.
Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? Why, there's someone else in the room.
Did you ever hear the expression, that's where it's at? Well, this is where it's at,
and that's where I am.
I see. Did you ever hear the expression, you don't know what the hell you're talking about? It comes right in front of the other expression, you never know what the hell you were talking about.
You're old-fashioned, I'm still new-fashioned. I'm still in demand, I'm still hot.
If this room was on fire, you wouldn't be hot.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Rob Spiewak being as contemporary as ever by playing a clip from the Sunshine Boys, a show that had the long since dead stars was released in 1965 or something like that.
75, but it's great for Walter Matthau yelling. Mm. So good. So good.
Cucumber is funny.
Chicken
we are
is
live
funny.
From the Podcast Village Studios in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now from Shreveport, Louisiana, Jamaica, Virginia, Pea Island, North Carolina.
Where
everybody
in North Carolina?
Everybody goes outside on that island.
It's number one on your list.
My kid's been doing that.
I wonder why.
I got to share this story right now. Speaking of Pea Island. We're on the front porch, and Winslow's out in the front yard, and Winslow squats to do his business, and I look right next to him, and Michael's doing it at the same time,
right in the front yard.
Put that away, for God's sake. St. Marie, Idaho, Jollyville, Texas, George Washington National Forest in Lost City, West Virginia. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by KiwiCo. Believe it or not, a lot of kids are missing school right now. You think, Rob? You think they are?
Yeah, I do.
They are. It feels like summer vacation started in March, which it actually did in our house. Well, if you know a kid who wants to learn and play in a fun way, KiwiCo. Remember that number, KiwiCo. Remember that name, rather. KiwiCo. They can deliver a science fair or an art class right to your door. This is perfect for the times we're living
in.
Super cool hands-on projects delivered every month. Boom, bam. What about a constellation lantern? My son and I put that together, and we did a solar spinner as well for exploring the stars. Very cool. And then Dirk sent him a telescope for his birthday.
Hell yeah.
That's so good.
So good things came out of that. It's wonderful. I was even surprised by how much I love this as an adult. These are real engineering, science, and art projects. The quality is amazing. Plus, there are different crates for kids of all ages, so there's something for every kid on your list. KiwiCo, redefining play with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. We genuinely love it. Get your first month free on select crates at KiwiCo.com/TMOS. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS. And we thank you. Yeah, this is no big deal, but I might as well share it with you that when I first picked up our little 9-week-old puppy, when Carla did, and brought him home, I was bitching a little bit about the fact that she is the dog whisperer.
Yeah.
And she gets all of the attention, and that she has this magical power over canines and a lot of men in the grocery store that I still notice when I watch Carla walk by.
What
and
do you
all
mean?
Kind of, yeah.
How many times have they called her?
I'm probably the guy that wants to say, hey, take a picture, it'll last longer, more than any guy in the world. I got to do that sometimes.
How many times has she been called to say that she tested negative for COVID?
She was twice and I didn't get any.
Yeah. None. Zero.
Okay.
Bagel from Mr. Mike.
Okay, if he passes away, but not her. So she picked up this Boston Terrier. I named him Winslow Homer O'Mara after the Boston painter. And the dog, I was talking about how Carla would, every time I would try to pick up the dog, he would crane his neck looking for Carla, and then he'd do the yawn, the nervous yawn that Beluga used to do. And by the way, Frankie, I have my moments with Frankie, but they have to be on Frankie's terms. But Frankie will jump up on Carla and total strangers regularly. So I was feeling a little sorry for myself that, you know, what is it with these dogs? I mean, at some point I would look at the dogs and go, excuse me, you're not related to me. Why are you behaving like that?
What's your story?
I think it's everybody.
Didn't it?
You know I get, look, I've tried to keep it in my pants, but I do get paranoid up here in Maine. You know I do. I just can't help it. It's funny. I'm trying not to tell those stories this year.
Took about the same amount of time for the dog and your family. Just a few weeks.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, absolutely. You know. Oh, Mike's coming. Beck's turn. About face.
When you show up to a family event, do they start yawning?
No, you know what?
Oh, my family. It's getting late. Get out. That's my nap time.
I was going. Here he comes.
Hi. How are you?
No, that's in my worst nightmares, but I don't think it's true. I really don't think that was quite a chug you had there.
You think he does anything gently?
You sounded seriously like the. You really sounded like Curly from the Three Stooges.
Yeah, it's weird because of the weird nozzle on this. Here, let me see if I can replicate it. Hold on,
please.
Jesus Christ, Rob. Rob, by the way, drinks his water out of a trash can. His liquid IV out of a.
That's the only way he's satiated.
So I'm here to tell you. That over time, a buddy of mine that I play golf with, my buddy Larry, he said that he was a Boston Terrier fanatic. He's had them all his life. Could not stop going on about the breed. Said they got great personalities. They got amazing personalities. This dog, Winslow, has personality out the wazoo.
Good boy. This dog
is nonstop. He's all dog. Every inch of him. We've had a pug. And we have a Chihuahua. They are not real dogs. Mm-hmm.
Well, pugs have nothing if lazy. Not personality.
Yeah.
Pugs are a loaf of bread with legs.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Carla, it's how they were bred.
I'm sorry. I'm going to hurt her.
Oh,
I'm
not. No. Don't hurt your wife.
I know. You love that. I know. I know you love that dog. If you're listening to me, Carla, I'm sorry. She's not even in the room, but I'm turning to look at her like she's sitting here in front of me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. Pugs are fine.
He's wonder bred with legs.
How long after he passed away did you realize something was wrong?
Stop it. Stop. You're not helping me. I live here. I have to live
here. Right.
But
Pony, Frankie, cut that out.
Frankie, kind of a life, sad, really. Sad. Life of controlled terror.
Really. Well, always.
Frankie, to this day, I will look at Frankie. He will look at me and I'll go, come here, Frankie. And he'll look at me with his tail wagging and stare, and he won't come near me. Because he thinks he's going to get eaten.
But didn't he come into this world on a roadside rest stop? Like
Puppy mill, maybe. Yeah, maybe a puppy mill.
He came from one of those homes.
He came from one of those home for wayward dogs. Yeah. And I think that, and I remember it was Hollywood, Florida, where I saw Frankie. They had the puppy mills in the mm-hmm. little glass containers. Right. Mm-hmm. Not a nice way to put it.
No. But not that Hollywood.
It's another. The Hollywood where
we're breeding dogs and selling Hollywood.
This is a trashy Florida Hollywood.
I'm sorry. Oh, not classy like Hollywood, California. No.
The Frankie was in a pen, a little setup pen in the middle of the pet store. And I looked and I said, he's beautiful. He's beautiful. What a great dog. And that was the story when. It was beautiful. Hey, guys. He's the golden dog. I'm Billy Bush. Beautiful, guys. Yeah. My life was a dream story until I met Orange here. Anyway, so the dog was gorgeous. And we saw him. And we went back over to the other side of the state. I said, that's back when I didn't live down in Florida, where I was going back and forth for vacations. I said, if he's still there when I come back, because Carla had to go back early, I will get him. And I got him, and I was late, and I almost didn't make the airplane. And I took him on the plane, and I tell that story how I took him out, and I said, "I hope you don't mind." I said to this lady, this bejeweled fat lady from New York, who was
help
next to me
with the jewelry,
help me with the jewelry. And I said to her, "Hope you don't mind, but I'm traveling with a friend." And I look at her like this: "Oh no, not a dog." And that was. But anyway, back to Winslow.
Oh.
Is that Winslow. A dog?
All right. I'm going to throw this out there because I don't consider myself a dog whisperer or a dog expert, but I'm really relatively sure that things are going to be okay. He's still all about Carla. If Carla comes in the room, Carla.
You can't win that. You can't win that.
Can't win that battle. However, my moments with him during my sedentary time in the where I watch television are very special. When I'll get done doing this show, I will go downstairs. When I see Winslow, I will say, Winslow, and he will start jumping up and down.
Aww.
He will start jumping up and down and coming up and putting his paws on me and doing that. When I'm with him in the TV room, he will come up to my chair when he's ready, and he will put his paws up like, I want you to take me up in the lap. And then now, routinely, this is every day, he takes his nap on me. That's where he wants to be. He wants to sleep on me. He sleeps on my chest. He sleeps in my lap. He even sleeps up across my neck. That dog loves me.
That's good.
I believe now, the dog loves me. I hope the dog loves me.
Dog barometer test. Now, when we leave the home, dogs always assume we're never coming back, even though we've come back every day. How is it when you leave the home, and then if you come back by yourself and Winslow sees you, how does he greet you?
It's hard upon to judge because he's crate trained now, so we don't give him the run of the house when we step out.
Right.
So that's harder to change. What I can tell you is that the one real greeting I'll get is in the morning when I haven't seen him.
Okay,
that's when I give him the greeting.
And will you phase him out of the crate life ultimately, or will he always be a crate dog?
He's great with poop, but he's not perfect with pee yet. Mm. And so
I'm the same way.
Great brain.
I'm getting older.
Don't get out of the crate world, Mike. Keep him there. It's going to save you thousands of dollars.
Well, he's happy. He sleeps in the crate next to Carla, and he doesn't make a sound.
He's perfectly content. There are dogs that love their crates. They'll go into them even if you leave the door open. They'll just go in. Yeah,
he's very, very happy, and he is already, I believe, the alpha male in the house because he had a little skirmish with Frankie about a plate of food. Frankie stepped off. Why do you say good?
Because you got to establish your dominance.
Yes,
rule number one.
12 weeks old. He shouldn't be dominant on anything.
Oscar.
Yeah. Look, dog. I'm wearing the shirt. I'm living the life.
Oscar did it with me early on in our careers.
That's right. Yeah. And now you love being in the crate.
You come in quarter after. Doesn't matter. I give him that week.
Really appreciate you coming in earlier.
Anyway, Oscar's like, yeah, sorry, I'll do it.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, no, because look, Frankie, that was his house. And now Winslow is growing into his own, and he will become more spry. And
he's such a dog. They're so athletic, these Boston Terriers. And he looks like he's going to be a Frisbee dog, too. Mm-hmm. And he's a face licker, which I like. I like a dog that's a face licker. Neither the pug or the chihuahua have any,
the chihuahua,
the beluga would, but then, it would be this weak. Oh, no, I can't do this.
The chihuahua doesn't have enough surface area on their tongue to lick a postage stamp.
But Winslow,
that tongue can be big and just.
Yeah. Oh,
you know what
Winslow,
I mean?
Winslow is Gene Simmons. Winslow is Gene Simmons. No, you would not believe. I will try to get him to come in here and do a face lick. And if you see this tongue, it's a cartoon tongue. When he sleeps, the tongue is sticking out of his mouth.
He can't contain it.
Like that. He can't contain it. It's too big a tongue. It's a great tongue.
You need to post a picture on Facebook. We haven't seen him in weeks now, So we need to know where he's at. Big.
Hey, Carla!
I like that both Winslow and Little Michael mark their territories.
Carla, you still working out?
You're going, I'm going.
Right. You bring Winslow up here?
And you can usually stop Michael because once he raises his leg, you just say, no, no, no.
He's great too, by the way. He had a bad day yesterday, but he's a great kid.
Aww.
He is a lot of fun.
Everyone's allowed a bad day once in a while, especially in these crazy times.
I was a grump on Sunday, both to my mom and
Shannon. You weren't feeling well though.
Yeah. It's just my mom she just taxes me left and right. She taxes me.
Like
a good son tax.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
She's like, are we going to get the ceiling fans for downstairs? I'm like, all right, fine, Mom.
I don't know. Are we, Mom?
Well, this is what happens.
By the way, this is my phone service up here. It's very, very challenging.
Okay.
Like right now.
Are you calling? Oh, you're calling.
1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1 Yeah, very good. Isn't that nice?
Very nice.
That.
19 I like
bucks.
It.
Stylish.
19
Look
bucks.
At that.
Change back on a 20. I like it.
I got it at
like
the dollar store.
Got it at the $19 store.
The $19 store. Yeah. No, wait. Maybe I didn't get it at the dollar store. Where did I get it?
Family Dollar phone case.
There's no electronics store up here. Where did I get that case?
Five and Below, the Crab Shack.
I think it had to be. Where the hell did I get it? It had to
Lobster
be.
Lobster Nation.
Oh, Walmart. I got it.
Walmart. Can't go.
It's good.
Big difference.
Sorry, I'm doing that. I guess we're not going to have an appearance from Winslow.
I like that he licks your face, Mike. I know people get freaked out about dogs licking their faces. I don't. I'm not that guy.
Since my phone is not working, would you please allow me? And I apologize to our listening audience.
No problem.
Not at all.
Volume, you're going to. I'm going to pull the microphone away.
Yeah, no worries.
Hey, Carla, are you in the house?
no, I think they're gone.
Or she's ignoring you.
I could get them, but then I'd be out of breath for the entire show.
he wouldn't come. Well, do you think if she left, she crated him?
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, you can't call him up. You can't call him up.
No, no, he's not that way. But the good news is, look, I'm honest about my relationship with dogs. I have a little love affair going with this animal.
That's awesome.
This animal is all dog. I love the jump, jump, jump. Excuse me. When he's jumping up in the morning, it's special. It's sweet. And what my buddy told me about the personalities of these dogs, he's just all over the place. Now, yeah, it's puppyhood too, but I think he's going to be like that for a long time. And they're athletic. They're little athletic dogs with giant rear legs that kind of make them spring up. He jumps from a chair like halfway across the room to the floor and lands on all fours without sliding or anything.
Just God, like that's like the Exorcist.
He's wonderful. He's wonderful.
And so you think he's going to be a Frisbee dog?
I think he's going to be a Frisbee dog. We're going to work on him. We got a little Frisbee for him already, so I'm excited.
Oh, that's so sweet.
About that. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. I love you, Winslow. He's a good boy. He's a good boy. He's a good boy. He's a good boy. We'll be right back. Rosebuds know the
bloom in early May. John Lubbock, the noted philanthropist, scientist, and first Baron of Avebury once opined,
"Art is unquestionably one of the purest and highest elements in human happiness."
Funding for the arts has dropped off exponentially lately. However, you can show your support and ensure your happiness by becoming a patron of the Mike O'Mara Show. For as little as $1 a week, you help support the mission of TMOS, providing snickers and giggles to those that get it. You won't get a fancy tote bag, but what you will receive is a chance to bring comedy into your humdrum existence during this pandemic. You also get the satisfaction of helping to ensure that celebrity impressions, NBA catchphrases, and antiquated references from the 1950s flourish for years to come. Just look for the patron tab at MikeOmeraShow.com to get started today. Invest in the arts, the comedy arts, by becoming a TMOS patron. Ensure your happiness by giving a little to laugh a lot.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. As we safely enjoy summer, quality sleep is more important than ever. Not only is it a natural immunity booster, but it also helps with energy and recovery. Better sleep even prepares you to be more balanced emotionally. Sleep Number to the rescue.
Yes.
Woo. From feather soft to super firm, you can adjust each side of a Sleep Number bed to your Sleep Number setting. So it's just right for both of you. By the way, I'm on my second Sleep Number bed. I had mine for years and years and years, and I got me a 360 smart bed, and I love it, love it, love it. Quality sleep is one of the best methods to boost general health and well-being, and that's important now more than ever.
Yes.
It does make a difference. I will tell you, I think my back would be in much different shape if I hadn't gotten my Sleep Number bed. I love, love, love the product. My Sleep Number setting is now an 85. Carla's is still a 65, has been forever. We love it. Proven quality sleep is life-changing. Sleep with a Sleep Number 360 smart bed. And now for a limited time, I'm a copy reader. Way to go. Sleep with the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. That's not my fault. And now for a limited time, save up to $500 on select smart beds. Shop your way at a Sleep Number store online at sleepnumber.com/TMOS or by chat. Love that chat. Just make sure they know that Mike O'Mara sent you.
Best beds in the world.
The best.
They are wonderful. Yep. Thank you very
Mike,
much,
Mike, I found a Winslow. I found a Winslow.
Jeff.
Look-alike.
A gif.
Look at him.
Yeah, so.
Now, another thing about their ears. I know the dogs teeth. With pointy ears, they talk about boxing their ears and stuff.
Yeah.
I am told that in most cases, the Boston Terrier's ears kind of perk up after puppyhood on their own, and they get that pointy look. So they do the thing
with the Doberman. Yeah,
yeah, which was cruel and unusual, and you shouldn't do that with a Doberman. Oscar, this website, I put this on a new website that we will love. I'm curious about that.
It's more like an app and a website, so you can use both. Growing up, my dad's doctor friends went to private practice and not public health like my father did. They made a ton of money. So anytime we go to my parents, my dad's colleagues from medical school, their houses, they always had pools. which I always was like, man, you have a pool. This is crazy, right?
Right.
Especially because my dad was so cheap. We lived in a townhouse for way too
long.
Well,
he also was working for the common good.
That's true. Yeah, but that's he was true. Also
your father was
so
kind
cheap.
Of a Dr. Fauci. Let's
yeah,
be honest,
I love my pops. Oh, by Better the way, he's all though. Over Bolivian television.
Is he really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because he's doing the same kind of thing down there, yes. Right?
Isn't he doing The Bachelor down there?
That's so not right. That is funny. So funny. Right.
My dad is
the Bolivian Bachelor.
My father is, God bless him. And I know that, and I'm sure as your kids take you for granted, Mike, in the national treasure you are.
Wow, how nice of you.
My father thinks we take him for granted. All I do is sing my father's praises. He just doesn't get to see it or hear it.
Well, that's the way it is with family.
He leaves the country, right?
You say nice things about him when he's not around, and then he's your dad when he's around.
And you say nice things when he uses the free WhatsApp to call you, right?
Yeah, you cheap bastard. Can you please?
I think that's the funniest wrinkle in your relationship.
I will call the hard line because I know I can get him there. And he's like,
right.
Oscar. Llame WhatsApp. Click. And I got to call him back on the other line. He didn't even say, hey, sorry about this. It's just like, hang up, call, you big dummy, the free line. So
he's free.
So, my father's all over Bolivian television. And
how are they doing with the pandemic down there in Bolivia?
The best,
it's not Brazil, is it?
No. The best they can, but that dissension of hey, we know better. We've made a cocktail with a little bit of Clorox, not enough to kill you, but enough to drink if we get the COVID, just in case.
They're essentially drinking
home remedies.
Pool water.
It's his home remedies.
Ugh.
Where they're like, oh, no, we can do this. And my dad's on national television being like, you got to wear a mask. No home remedies. And in fairness to the overall, I guess, political landscape, if you want to, if there is a comparison, is that the president is pro mask, but there are factions of the country that are like, we'll do what we want. And at first was the tropical faction with like the South here, where it's like, oh, the sun's going to kill it, right?
Right.
And then there was a spread there. And
I'm
then,
still hoping for that.
So
this,
they realize the sun doesn't kill it. They're like, maybe if we just do a little bit of chlorine and we drink that, that'll kill it. It's
interesting
nuts.
To get your perspective because, I mean, you know, we're not the only country dealing with this battle all the time.
Yeah,
it happens in a lot of. I think Brazil is probably the most publicized because of their president. He's negative one day. He's not negative the other day.
It's a fact that it does not help when your overall government leadership does not lead you in the right direction.
Yeah.
It's just that's a bottom line.
Mm-hmm. We're an example of that.
Socioeconomic is a big deal. It's a very poor country. It's easy to disseminate or distribute the wrong information and then from one neighborhood to another, like, oh, let's try this. And then it's chaos, right? So they're doing the best they can.
Okay.
But to that point, the quick sidebar. So there was that was a big treat for me going to people's pools when I was younger because we just never had one. We had a neighborhood pool. That's it, which was cool for a townhouse complex. It was fine. But these days, most public pools, as you know, Mike, are closed.
They're closed. Right.
The city
you need
pools
to go
are
to
closed.
A pool, you got to go to a private guy. You got to go to a home owned one.
I think Maddie maybe a few weeks ago went to a. A jellyfish infested beach because she couldn't find a pool to go to. She just wanted to beat the heat with her friends. And I'm on next door because I'm a looky-loo late at night. I'm lurking to see what people are selling because I'd like to buy their treasures.
Right.
And, you know, for fractions of the price, somebody had a workout bench for $30. I wrote them
right
away.
Had any animals escaped in your neighborhood?
No animals.
That's what I'd like to look for.
In my neighborhood, it's really wealthy people complaining about their cars being broken into, which I understand, and
sure.
then selling a $300 foosball tables for what, $50, right? So I'm always like, a deal is a deal, even in COVID times.
Mike, there are bargains to be had.
So,
Rob, sometimes when I'm listening to Oscar, I'm wondering would you be able at this stage of this story to predict where it will end? Because we went from we went from pools, then Bolivia. I kind of got him on a sidetrack with that.
Now we're
next door selling things.
Yeah,
foosball tables.
An app to start up. I'm dying of curiosity.
I'm gonna blow your mind.
This is kind of like when I was a kid. There was something called a choose your own adventure book.
Yes,
where it would at the bottom it would say
I like giving you detail.
If you want to go through a door,
I could get to it. If you stop talking, I could get to it.
I'm just saying that listening to this story is like reading the book straight through.
An hour and a half now because he has no sense of timing. And I'm just trying to, I was in a nice way trying to say between both
of
you,
get
to the goddamn point.
Mike, look, I know that you've always had pools accessible to you. I didn't, all right? I'm just growing up
Mike, always.
In this world where I never really had access.
I had a community pool.
Yeah, there's a new.
And you had a pond.
And I had a pond.
And now you have Frenchman's Bay.
You had a community pool you could have gone to when you were a kid. If your parents took you there.
Sometimes, if they were around. Yeah. Swimply, Mike, Swimply. Do you know what Swimply is?
No, I don't know what Swimply is.
In Swimply, you can actually.
Oh, no. Let me stop and tell you what I think it is. Is this an app where you can find people that will rent their pool to you temporarily?
Yes!
Oh, no!
I love you. That is not a disappointment.
Yes!
That is a payoff.
Yes!
Oh, my God. Sounds pretty cool.
You put your zip code
in. Get it? Cool.
You put your zip code in, and it gives you all the private backyard pools that are up for rentals by the hour or the afternoon. Bring your family by, and you pay anywhere from $40 to $60 or maybe a group fee to go on in, and they tell you how to access and the code in the back, and you can escape locally with Swimply.
Mike, there's a search engine at the front. It says, hey, where would you like to take a dip?
I think it's great.
I'm putting in my zip code. Hold on.
I would do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rob, put your zip code in. Your family can have a private pool day.
I've done it. Hold on. It's searching. It's put me in the neighborhood known as Lansdowne, Virginia. That's this side of Leesburg.
All right. 43, not far.
43 pools found.
That's great.
That is fantastic.
Oh, $60 for hour in Great Falls. That looks like a really nice one. A Slice of Paradise in Fairfax, $60 an hour. $60 seems to be the $45 if I want to go into McLean. It's a long drive, though.
God damn my phone. God damn it. This friggin'
it's that case.
Private Paradise in Rockville, $60 an hour.
See?
Yeah.
But for people that can't go to their public pools anymore.
That's right. I wonder if they break it down so it's a dollar a minute.
Sir, I'd like $15, $15, because technically the Speewax were only here for X amount of minutes.
So, 14 obviously minutes? You did a dive on it.
Yes.
And let me see how I put it down. A new website we will love. He's not wrong. I think
it's kind of
a cool idea. I think it's cool because I'm sure there are people that are away and want to make a little extra money.
And there's something for every price point. If you want to go to Alexandria and you're okay with an above ground pool, $30 an hour.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot.
But beat the heat, right? Beat the heat with your family. So I'm sitting here and I actually took a picture of the post because I was like, oh, I got to show the guys. I can't wait to show the guys. Because this is the next door post that got me onto Swimply. I'm telling you that I found this organically.
Okay.
This is from a young lady named Helen in Georgetown's East Village.
Helen! All right, go ahead.
Hello, neighbors. My roommate and I are looking to beat the heat if only for the afternoon in a local private pool. We've both been social distancing and self-isolating and would be most grateful to make use of a generous pool owner's pool. Happy to pay for the afternoon. And then somebody writes... A young lady named Lee says, someone posted about the service recently. It's called Swimply. And I took a deep dive. And
Swimply.
I did not know there were so many pools in this area.
Mike, if you want to drive to Waldorf, Maryland, for me, it's just over 40 miles. There is a pool with a luxury treehouse. You get to use the treehouse as well.
Now,
think about that.
What did you find a pool that's
decent?
There's
one in Chevy Chase. That is They call it a metro area oasis. And so this is the only outlier. And we should probably ask Maddie, is this something that would attract you and your roommate or friends?
Well, clearly I'm like accident prone. So yes, that would be great to avoid the ocean and all of its creatures.
Down the ocean.
Right. Yeah.
I was just, that sounded at me initially when she said that, like she was planning on maybe a lawsuit scam.
No.
She was
no, but I like
well,
your
well clearly I'm accident prone, so if I get to use this pool, maybe I could break my neck.
Two things.
And sue.
Two things.
Right off the high dive.
Two things. I would say that if you owned a pool, Mike, would you put your pool for some extra cash onto the site?
Right now, I I'm negotiating with my daughters to I don't know. I really, pools weird me out. I really think of pools as kind of a place for the Griblies, and it's kind of like you're sharing your bathtub. But it's got chlorine and it's got a filter, and I think it's wonderful for people to use. I'm not a big pool guy anyway, but
So the two things that
you bring up, Mike, the bathroom issue is something that occurred to me.
Yeah.
Because if you're at someone's pool, are they going to let you use your bathroom? And if not, well, then what happens?
If you're just renting it for a day, you know, it's like, and you have six Budweisers.
But the chlorine's going to kill the COVID. So yeah,
you're right.
Mm-hmm. You're good there.
So are you going to do this? Are you going to take the plunge?
I think I need to do this just for the show in general.
I think you do.
And then, and then the other side of this is, okay, if I get to that pool and like Shannon's in like a bikini or whatever, and you know, I'm in my one piece and
there's a creeper like on the second floor looking down.
No, I don't know. Like I have this chip in me that wants to know the person that's running out. Like I just want to be like, hey,
of course,
I agree. Like from the deck, right?
I like the idea of the people that are wealthy enough to be going away and they're not in residence, so you got it to yourself. That's
comfort factor.
How does it work? Do they go into any great detail?
I set up an account, so it's
good for you. Did you have to choose a username?
Yeah.
Wet Oscar.
Yeah. No, I'd use Yellow Man. We gotta take a break. Yeah. Will you continue to do some more research on this?
I have put a tentative reservation in for this weekend.
Saturday. Oh, God, that's great. I love this. I'll FaceTime you there. Oh, my God. Swimply.
Yes.
Swimply, yes.
By the way, it sounds like a Popeye character, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Swimply. Anyway, we'll take a break.
Can I get a lobster roll, Swimply?
More fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ruth Langmore here. The first one to call me Curly Sue gets it right in the nuts. There's a bonus show. Buy it. There's a shopping banner. Use it. There's a happy hour on Fridays. Bring snacks. I like the French toast sticks.
7 p.m. this Friday, Mike.
7 p.m. this Friday?
The cocktail party.
Oh, I forgot completely. I was reading something else. I apologize. That's right. We're all going to be getting together this coming Friday. I got to tell Carla about that. Summer is here, and I love being outside. I do not. I was telling somebody this the other day that my father's hobby was yard work. That's what he liked to do. So he kind of traumatized me about yard work. I don't like to do yard work, but I am doing yard work now. I haven't treated my lawn myself with stuff ever. I really don't remember doing it.
Wow.
Sunday is the name of this company. Sunday makes taking care of your lawn easier than ever. And I am here to tell you that after my application of the nutrients from Sunday, I've noticed it almost immediately.
Wow.
I just went to their website. Here's what I did. Typed in my home address. Their free lawn analysis tool did the rest, including satellite photos, soil analysis. Sunday created my custom lawn plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn. Sent everything I needed. So easy. You attach these bags to your hose. They give you the nozzle for the hose. It's fantastic. You go out, you basically water your lawn, and you're done. I thought I needed expensive equipment or a green thumb. It doesn't matter. You just get out there and do
so
it.
So easy.
The grass is healthier, and man, did we get a heat wave right after I did this. And the application I put on was a heat nutrient preventative.
It was timing fantastic. Your timing was perfect.
Lawn care used to cost hundreds of dollars or take up a whole day. Now it takes less than 15 minutes. Best of all, the grass has never looked better, and that is the truth, Ruth. You don't need to know everything about soil, grass, or micronutrients to have a great lawn. So, if you're not 100% sure what your lawn needs to be green, no worries, just get Sunday. Visit GetSunday.com for $20 off your summer plan when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. That's GetSunday.com, promo code TMOS for $20 off your summer plan. get Sunday. And I will tell you, I have noticed the difference. The next time, I think I'm mid-August, that I'll be doing a fall fertilizer plan with that. I got dandelion preventatives there, and I'm rocking and rolling on
something
that.
Like so a great
fantastic.
Lawn.
It's really cool. They show you a satellite image, and here's your plan. Here's what you need to do.
That's neat.
And then I go out, and like 15 minutes later, I'm done, and I feel like Johnny Greenthumb. It's
like Harry done.
Yeah. It's really nice. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Well, Oscar, please follow up on
that. Yeah.
I really would love to know.
There is an outlier that Shannon doesn't know about yet, and I'm sure she's going to bring up. If I'm on Swimply, I'm going to have a strict no dog policy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to be like, I don't need to deal with your dog. Like, you guys can, humans are enough.
Right.
Oh, you mean if you were to rent, theoretically.
If I had a pool, right?
Right, okay.
Because I don't know, like, but then I do love dogs, and I would, if I did own a pool, I would like to stand on my deck and see a dog jump in a pool and jump right back out.
You don't
want
to bring a dog, you're not allowed to bring dogs to the pool, are you?
Well, that's the outlier where I'm like, what are we going to do with little, the Santos little man while we're swimming out, and like, he's going to be missing out.
All right, and he would love water, I bet. I bet he's a good water dog, right?
How big a dive have you done? On
so to speak,
I created my account. I want to make sure the people that I apply to and the tentative reservation know I'm not a creep. So I connected to my social so they can see my social so they know who's showing up.
I see that's Let me say this though. I would think that there are just tons of details that disclaimers that you can't do this, you can't do this. Like when you rent the pool, how many people can you bring?
So this is what's great. Different people that have their pool say maximum of 10 people, maximum of 7 people, maximum of just a family, right?
Okay.
So you could technically say like, this is my extended family, come on over. But I really feel like there's two rules of thumb you got to live by. One is everybody's got to have the same last name that comes through, right? They have to. Or else you're like, what's going on? Are you guys bringing up that $60 fee, $30 each?
Yeah.
Like, are you working the system?
Right. What is the total? If it was just you and Shannon that wanted to hang out at this pool.
Yeah, I would go for 2 hours. That's what I asked for, 2 hours. $120.
$120?
Yes.
So it's not cheap. It's not cheap.
But it's down the street here. It's close. It's DC. I know I'm going to pay an extra fee just to be like 2 miles down the road here in someone's
and
backyard
for
mansion.
For that $100, could you bring more than Shannon?
I could bring up to 4 people in your family.
You bring up to 4 people?
Yes.
To defray the cost?
I could.
like production assistant Rob Zabios.
You want to come take a dip, Rob?
No, I was talking about Rob Ford. I don't want to go get in the pool, scare everybody. Question for you about when you look at the paperwork, does it look like the Swimply people have like a sort of a template of a disclaimer to protect people?
You have to agree to it, and it's as thorough, I would say, as that the crowdsourced websites that lets you rent your own car to strangers, where you
because a pool is dangerous stuff sometimes.
Will you be? Will the people be, or do you even know whether the people will be in residence when you rent out your pool?
So the crazy, and I'm going to shock you, Mike. The people that want to rent their pools are so detail oriented for some reason. Like this one, I think is overboard, because once you get accepted, and my tentative reservation is 1 to 3 o'clock, which is great sun time, I guess, for Shannon.
Heat
of
the day.
Yes.
Yeah. Good timing.
And she on Saturday, and she says, and the lady or gentleman, whoever's writing this, they gave me a code to the side door of the pool. Like they have, I guess, a code to get into the back.
That's good.
So I was like, they give you that. They give you all the details. You have up to 24 hours to cancel. So if it's going to rain, you can either get a credit, it looks like, or just get your money back.
Right now it's looking partly cloudy with a high of 87.
There's a rating. There's a rating system that goes both ways. It looks like. So, are you a good pool renter, or did the people that rent the pool?
So you'll be evaluated, and like Uber.
Yeah.
You told me this was a saltwater pool. This clearly wasn't salty enough. That's what I'm going to write.
Do you think the people will be in residence when you go?
I believe I would want to be. If I own the pool, that does not say anything about, hey, say hi to Jim when you walk in. He'll probably, or my husband or my wife will be. I don't know if I
would. Here's what I would do. I would say if the people are there at the house and you might glance somebody through a window, but that's about it. They don't interact with you. I would be. It's weird. It's weird. But I mean, if they're there, like if they come out to the pool
behind a curtain, Rob.
Yeah, exactly. A silhouette moving slowly past a bedroom window.
You guys are a bunch of perverts. What the hell? This guy had not thought about the creep factor.
Do you right. think? Do you think she's going to go into the shallow end? I would like for her to go into the 3 feet area.
That's a little close to home. Okay, that's a little scary right there. Well, you're going to do it? You're going to pull the plug in and actually?
We have a reservation. Shannon doesn't that's know great. About it yet.
How does Shannon? Oh, Shannon doesn't know about it. Okay. Do me a favor. Please. Yeah. We're doing the cocktail party. On Friday night,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And is there any way that you could spring withhold this information
yeah,
from her till Friday night?
Yeah, she's and you could tell right her. Yeah.
The big reveal.
We could say to her, Shannon, you got a surprise tomorrow. Oscar's treating you to something special.
Who's the loving husband?
That's right.
And then we could. I mean, I want a close up. Yeah. I want to see that. All right, that's a good idea. I want to see
money.
Her
Shannon's right. money.
I can't.
I love that you do this stuff. This is wonderful. Rob, you ought to get out of the house more often and do stuff like this, for God's sake. For God's sake,
do it. I
think
it's a genius idea.
It is. It's, well, it is. I think if it works well, and I, why not? And it's. And by the way, the pool looks great. You're happy with the way it looks?
It looks
it's
fake. It looks
great
fake.
One.
Because they have, there's no, I guess maybe I'm not used to people having land in the city. The idea that there's a house that has like a green area and then a pool,
right?
That's mind-blowing in the city.
You know, that's why they're probably in debt up to their ass. That's why they need to rent the pool.
They can use our $120 bucks.
We'll take it, yeah. Kind of weird. Chevy Chase, $120 bucks for two. Okay. What's going on? We'll take a break. Hey, you know, why not? It's a different strokes. It's a different time. Don't we know that? We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. King's Things. And now, here's Larry. I never taste the sour in sweet and sour pork. Will Rogers didn't like me. From the knees down, no feeling. Hey, Lester Holt, I'm not buying what you're selling. Everything bagels disorient me. David Frost gives a great background. I found that you can buy anything online except love. I like the TMOS Shopping Center. Unbeatable! Access them through the MikeOMaraShow.com. Thank you, Larry. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Quote, I'll be back. Arnold Schwarzenegger in The Terminator. Quote, I shall return. General Douglas MacArthur. Quote, guess who's back? Eminem. Quote, we're back, bitches. The TMOS Friday evening cocktail party. This Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern. A regular drunken show followed by an inebriated bonus episode. The bonus show will stream free once, but then it goes behind the paywall with its nearly 500 uncensored bonus friends. But never fear, you can gain unlimited access to all of them by subscribing to the TMOS bonus show. No commercials, no censorship, no problem. It only costs you pennies a laugh. Just click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. The whole schmear is right there just waiting for you. And a subscription just might improve your weeping inverted nipple.
Ew! Pony.
It's your passport to the assport.
Passport.
I'm Mike O'Mara, and I guarantee it. Imbibe, subscribe, and feel the TMOS vibe. And now back to Mannix. Already in progress.
News.
Mannix. Never liked Mannix.
You big Mike Connors fan, I thought.
No, I like Barnaby Jones better than Mannix.
Oh, he can solve anything.
Yep. Major League Baseball is off to a rough start after a bunch of Miami Marlins tested positive for the virus. They announced yesterday that 7 more players and 2 coaches have it. Here we go. Here we go. We all want our candy. We want our dessert first. It doesn't work that way. 3 other Marlins players tested positive on Sunday and another player late last week. So at least 13 people in the organization have gone down in recent days. 2 games were postponed yesterday and 1 today. The Marlins' home opener against the Orioles was shelved, and their game today is on hold, too. Also on yesterday's New York Yankees-Philadelphia Phillies game, it was called off because New York would have had to use the same locker room the Marlins used on Sunday. It doesn't work.
Also at the Phillies game.
Sorry, this is reality here. It's not going to work.
At the Phillies game, 2 of the cardboard cutouts got in a fight, which was sad.
It was terrible. Derek Jeter is part owner of the Marlins, and he put out a statement. He said that postponing the games was the, quote, correct decision to ensure that we take collective pause and try to properly grasp the totality of the situation. So we're not sure what baseball is going to do.
What state are the Marlins from again?
Miami.
Oh, they're from Florida. How about that?
Commissioner Rob Manfred had a call with owners yesterday, said there are no plans to pause the season or shut it down at this point. It's weird anyway. Watching baseball is just not normal. It doesn't feel right.
May I add just a couple of points to this? The fact that COVID in baseball is breaking out, I think it's something that's going to be commonplace. I think the NBA has a clear advantage because they have the bubble. Mm-hmm. Hockey to some extent, and the NHL has an advantage because of their bubble. Football will get through it. Baseball, it's too much travel, right? So I think we're going to have a lot of this happening in baseball.
Right.
And if they do have to shut it down longer because of the travel, even with the breakup of the divisions and how it's broken up, college football. I know while most of the season aren't going to happen, there's only like 10 games, right? And half of them are at home. So you could make an argument to say, all right, this could work hypothetically.
But NFL canceled preseason games.
Yeah.
So, I don't think we're going to have a season.
We're going to find out soon enough, that's for sure. But if the NBA works.
Yeah.
Then there's something, right?
I mean, unless they go to strip joints. HBO has its finger on the pulse of America. It's well aware that there's one thing we all want to see in development, a COVID-19 vaccine. So they're jumping headfirst into the fray, but they're TV people, not scientists. So they're not actually working on a vaccine. They're working on a COVID-19 vaccine TV show. There's no word on a title yet, but it's based on an upcoming book called The First Shot by a journalist named Brendan Borrell. It's about the companies involved in researching a vaccine, the science behind them, I'll watch this, and the challenges regarding access and safety. The show is being produced by Adam McKay, who directed Anchorman.
Great.
Really? So is it a sitcom?
Go F yourself, Dr. Fauci. I don't know. Weird. Social distancing apparently has fewer people reaching for the deodorant and more people reaching for the ice cream.
Gross.
I love headlines like
Jesus.
That.
I don't think you need to go any further with the story.
According to Unilever, consumer goods company, there's been a drop in demand for personal care items. This is the weirdest year in the history of years.
It really is.
Thank you. Brands like Dove said lockdowns have led to a decline in sales. However, Breyers, Ben & Jerry's, and Magnum Bars have seen their sales increase. Hey, I stink like a pig, and I'm enjoying my ice cream.
Sure.
Unilever said consumers are also eating more soups. And using more meal kits and mayonnaise. That's
really?
The grossest story of the pandemic this week.
Why the lack of deodorant? We still smell at home, right?
Yeah.
I pop it on every day. I'm not quitting on that.
Yeah.
And I'm supporting the Dove for Men Corporation.
Thank you.
I think what's happened is people are confused and they're using mayonnaise for deodorant.
God, we're running late. Here we go. Google plans to keep 200,000 full-time and contract employees working remotely until July of 2021.
Damn.
Wow.
Other tech firms have announced long-term plans to keep employees working from home due to restrictions from the coronavirus pandemic. Look at these smart companies. Lots of smart people. You know what they're good at? They're good at planning.
Projecting.
They're good at data.
Projecting.
They're good at projections.
All right,
that
Rob.
Tell you.
See you next
all
summer.
All you need to know. It's
if I'm alive. Yeah.
Yeah.
We see each other every day.
Overkill.
Yeah.
Maine, glorious Maine. 1 year with my family. anyway, 34-year-old Anna and Lucy DeSinque of Perth, Australia, are identical twins. In fact, they were named World's Most Identical Twins at a festival, and they really take that seriously. I saw a picture of these two. They look exactly like you would think they would look.
Sure.
They refuse to be more than a few feet apart, dress alike, share a job, have the same plastic surgery. They've had a lot. I saw the pictures.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Eat exactly the same number of calories, exercise the same amount of time, and even use the toilet at the same time. Weird. And they share the same boyfriend.
Ooh.
He's a 39-year-old guy named Ben Byrne. And they say he, quote, understands our bond. So now they want him to get them both pregnant at the same time.
Oh.
They're not sure how that's going to be possible, and they're thinking it might require IVF, but that's the plan.
Yeah, because otherwise it wouldn't be exactly at the same time.
No, he'd have to take turns.
We want to experience pregnancy together, and they're like fat Kim Kardashian.
Let me guess. They look like they would excel. I bet they look like they would excel on 90 Day Fiancé.
Yes.
Fiancés.
Forgive me. Yeah.
And now a little something, something. You don't have to be driving a car to drive drunk. In fact, you can get busted even if you have never and would never touch an automobile. An 18-year-old guy named Adam Beiler of Panama, New York, was arrested after he drunkenly ran a stop sign and crashed early Sunday morning. But he wasn't driving a car. Adam is Amish.
Oh.
And he crashed his horse and buggy. There was someone under 18 in the buggy, and the horse was hurt during the crash. So Adam was hit with reckless endangerment, endangering the welfare of a child, and animal cruelty charges. All those charges Adam received for the accident. I was amazed by this because I thought Adam was still on the wagon. Bada bing! Bada boom! Bada bing, bada boom. Get it? On the wagon. On the wagon.
You did not oversell that.
No, perfect,
you
Mike.
You did not. Thank you.
Oh, I'm an
thank
idiot.
You, thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault and Rob Stewart right here.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, the Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Patron Society. I don't think that anybody really likes to ask for help. It's a bit humbling, and it isn't any fun. We know this, but the fact is we do need your help. No, I'm fine with it. I have no pride. Please!
Please!
Please! Anyway, it's the TMOS Patron Society. We need you to go to MikeOMaraShow.com.
Everything
and,
counts.
Click yes. the Patron Society banner and make a pledge to TMOS. $10 a week or even a one-timer. We love it. Thank you.
Love
TMOS
it.
Needs you, and you can make a difference because if you're there for us, we'll be here for you. Contribute at the TMOS Patron Society.
Super easy.
We would appreciate that. Rob, you're racked with guilt. You're racked with guilt. Don't write them like that anymore. Just put your hand out and beg. Yeah,
tell them.
That's what we're
telling
baby.
What we need.
Bring it, baby. There are different times, ladies and gentlemen. Let's open up the audio vault for today. Tuesday, July 28th, 2020. Take it away.
It didn't take long for Kathy Lee Gifford to make Regis's death about her.
Made a point as I was prepping the show today to not include that story. I agree with you. I think it's not... I understand they're friends, but I also didn't care for reading that she thought he was failing. I didn't need to read that. She is Kathy Lee. That's the way she
The reason I have to play this tape, cool. There's something that no one has brought up. It's really sort of a subtext to the tape, but it really blew my mind. This is her on the Today Show yesterday.
I was up from Tennessee, where I live most of the time. Of course, the first call I always make is to Regis and Joy. And so I said, can we get together? Can we have some lunch? So they came over about 2 weeks ago. I saw Reach get out of the car with Joy, and I'd sensed much more fragility than I'd seen in him since the last time.
Now, no the more. Only reason, that's all, because
I don't
even though she
that.
Sensed that she was failing, they came to her for lunch?
Yeah.
You can't go there?
No.
Kathy Lee?
She's saying she didn't know.
I don't need... It's just
until
not...
Until she saw him.
It's not... It's what she is.
And what
she's
always
been
be.
Always that be. Way. And she doesn't understand why people get pissed off
you
at
You want her to be classy,
and
respectful.
By the way, it's a flashback to when she was on that show.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And she was... She just... I think that's just that's no dignity
broken.
Right there.
You want to talk dignity?
David Letterman wouldn't say something like that on his
worst
day ever.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad.
A fragility.
Oh, I'm good. So you glad saw, you brought up Dave because there's
we're on the same page on that one.
The thing is that when Johnny Carson passed, immediately Ed McMahon went on with Jay Leno to be that guy.
Yep.
What happened on Letterman's show is they waited. And they brought on Doc Severinsen to play Johnny's favorite song.
Right.
Not about Doc, about Johnny. And that's right. The difference. That's the difference of how you treat when an icon passes.
Yeah, there's etiquette to it. It's politeness. Yeah. It's being polite. She's not necessarily polite.
No.
That's impolite to talk about, I looked at him and I knew this was going to be the last time. No, you didn't.
No.
First of all, it's bull.
Yeah,
it is. Anyway,
it irritated me too. I'm glad you played that.
Okay, so I just wanted to point that out, that she made him come to her. Ed Sheeran has an addictive personality. I very seldom pull tape just for Maddie, but Maddie likes the Ed Sheeran, even though the celebrity he most resembles is Mac McIntosh. He has. He has drawn a parallel between his addictive personality to another musician, Elton John.
And it's weird. Watch, I'm reading Elton John's book at the moment. He would be like, I would just go on like an ice cream binge and eat four desserts until I threw up. And I was like, I've done that before. Or his like martini binges where he sees how many martinis he can drink. And I'm like, I've done that before too. And there's like loads of, and in that book, he ends up getting really sad and depressed. And all of these things can add to that.
I love thinking of Ed Sheeran eating dessert and then puking. And then singing a sad song.
Maddie, anything you'd like to add to that at all?
I mean, how do you not love that guy?
There you go.
Okay.
Good answer. Right. Very good.
Do you know that in addition to fighting Roy Jones Jr. in September for charity, Mike Tyson is launching a new business endeavor called the Legends Only League, where anyone can compete regardless of their age?
So I'm launching my Legends Only League, and it's going to be so awesome. With other leagues from all over, whoever, I don't care, basketball, pool, shark, all the ex-legends who want to play and still able to play and still beautiful like myself, they can come with us. They can call me. We can have anybody. Like before, I was saying, we can have Dennis Rodman go against Men of World Peace one-on-one. Have Wayne Gretzky go against the up-and-coming young guy one-on-one. It's for all athletes. I'm talking about anybody. Ping pong players, all legendary handball players, all the legends of the past.
Handball?
Yeah, legendary handball players, Mike.
Hmm.
I get it. It's okay. I listen to Mike. Mike doesn't sound like he used to.
No.
Right?
No.
Mike
no.
sounds like maybe, that's boxing, baby. That's just the reality of it.
Because we're up against
the
clock.
I'll watch the fight. I'll watch the Roy Jones fight.
I'll watch the exhibition.
He seems to have the fire in the belly still. I think he really wants to do it. But
he's incredible physical shape as far as... I'm not sure about the noggin, though. Listen to
that. Well, I think he might want to hire a spokesmodel to discuss his next endeavor. That's just my thought.
How much is the legend handball, tiddlywink, darts? Come on, what's darts? Throw darts at the... What's it? Throw darts, legends, darts, dart player, dart. Play the corner.
Is that your new favorite word, Mike? Mike Tyson, dart?
It can be anything. Darts, curling. You want
what about
curling.
Trouble with the Pop-O-Matic bulb?
Trouble with Michael Merrill wants to come on, play Trouble, and wants his wife to beat his ass. Beat his ass up. Oscar wants to go to rent a pool.
That's true, Mr. Tyson.
Mr. Tyson. Well, Mr. Tyson, tomorrow we'll discuss the Norwegian Elvis impersonator. But I always love it when Seth Meyers writes a joke that makes himself laugh upon delivery.
Yeah.
This is great. I think it's just cute. Here he is with a big Cheez-It update, Mike.
Cheez-Its has announced a new partnership with a winery to offer a combined box of wine and Cheez-Its. Now all you need to find is someone to break up with you.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
You can tell he's got that writing background, you know. We got to get out of here.
Hold on, I got a thing now that I read.
Get the thing.
Yeah.
We're getting it.
We got it.
Here we go.
Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, we're dying to hear from you, especially all you dart players. Messages for the weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with 2Bs at michaelmarishshow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Need assistance?
I need what?
Assistance. Need assistance?
Yeah, I do.
Pony Boy at michaelmarishshow.com. If you can lend your support, go to the Patron Society banner at michaelmarishshow.com. It means more legends
Legends of Pachisi players.
Legends Only League, Mr. Tyson.
Legends Only League. Thank you for listening and join us again next time for the best part of your day, the Michael Murray Show. I don't shower much.
Why?
You see things, you see some guys' genitals, some guys' rectums.
Yeah, I understand.
Well, Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this Michael Murray thing. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Now get home safely. Good night.
It's been a good day. My God, what a good day for mankind.
Good night, Jerry. Good night, Millie.
Bye-bye.